Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
Dalton Manch.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
We're here.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimble. I'm losing my voice, so I apologize in advance. It's going to get worse as we go through this show.
Worse.
Yeah, it's going to go from Nerd Up to Sexy Up. It's going to be a different name change for this show this week.
Listen.
Am I wrong?
See, everybody tells me that, but like whenever I hear it, I'm just like, oh, that sounds weird.
Trust me. Nobody can see the wink that I just sent you, but it was sent.
Fair enough. All right, so yeah, we got a fun show for you guys today. We got a lot of Pokemon news hit. We got a lot of news about the new Wolverine movie. We got some news about Rockstar Games. Of course, we'll talk a little bit about Overwatch. It's going to be a good time. So we'll jump on in. First thing I want to talk about, J.K. Rowling has announced that there will be 5 total movies for Fantastic Beasts.
I hope the first one's good then.
I also hope the first one is good. I'm going to see it. I'm kind of excited about it. So,
because I know, like, for the most part, you and I are the Harry Potter fans at the table.
I like Harry Potter.
I like it. I haven't read the books, and I haven't gone into the other
stuff.
Offskirts.
5 movies sounds like a lot. Are they all going to be like 3 hours long, like Harry Potter?
I mean,
were?
That's normal movies anymore.
Yeah, most movies
wrong,
are
yeah,
about
2.5 to 3 hours.
So it's us two mainly at the table right now. If it's going to sell well, no matter what. But I really hope that they're entertaining movies that I can actually sit down and watch. Because if it's 5 of them, oh, it's going to be rough. I'm going to see each one, but
yeah,
I'm part of the problem.
It just depends on if they're going to be in theaters or not. Like, whether or not I see it in theaters will be dependent upon how good they are. And I'm hoping that it's going to be really good. Like, the trailers for the first movie look great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to see it.
Oh, yeah, in theaters, so, first 2 weeks at least for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll maybe get a time to go for the nerd table here.
I'd probably go.
For sure.
Say I'll go.
There
I
you
won't
go.
Know anything, but I'll
yeah,
go.
Right.
It's a whole new story.
I know.
So, yeah.
That's why I won't know anything.
Well, I mean, like I said, they're going into the movie from, at least I hope. I hope they're going to start this movie and go through this movie with the understanding that nobody knows anything about all of this third-party stuff.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, nobody's looked into the stuff on Pottermore about Ilvermorny or anything like that.
Oh, but people will have. It's just a matter of how they treat it.
No.
Right, because I know from the trailer, they bring up a couple of terms that I know for sure. Like, in North America, they call Muggles nomage. Which, yeah, just no magic, basically. They talk about a couple of schools. They talk about They talk about how the United States handles magic differently than the UK. And it also is, you know, it's pretty far back. Like, it's not set in modern era or anything like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we obviously won't have anything to do with Harry Potter itself. This is just in that universe.
Like the other school.
Honestly, the most that we're going to get out of it is we're going to get an opening scene, like a wide shot of Hogwarts, a classroom. They're going to open the book up. And what I kind of hope happens, because I think it would be neat, is that we have a running narrator the entire time, but it's just the teacher of the class that's teaching out of that book. Like, that would be neat.
It would be a little neat, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of hope happens, because it's a textbook from the school.
But isn't this not about the textbook itself? This is the story of how the guy made the textbook?
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, interspersing it, like, throughout. So, like, it's not like we're not getting, like, a straight narrative from a teacher, but, like, we're getting bits and pieces so we know, like...
So you're hoping it goes, like, a Princess Bride kind of a deal.
Yeah, like, kind of like Princess Bride, where, like, you don't hear the narrator the entire time, but that's what's tying us to caring about this world, other than just being like, oh, it's from the Harry Potter universe. Like, I want to be attached to it somehow. I think that would be neat.
Could be neat. I don't know. I'm going to see it.
So oh, yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I'm trying to figure out... Because I know it's in 1926. Okay. That's
okay.
The time frame.
That's
and
not,
it was in the early 1900s. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm pretty excited about it. Let's see. Moving back to... Yeah, that's about all we got for that. Other movie news. Yeah, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about Wolverine. Donald Pierce and the Reavers have been confirmed as the villains for the new Wolverine movie. We also have not completely confirmed, but apparently very credible sources have told us that Laura Kinney or X-23 will be in the film, and so will Xander Rice, who took over the Weapon X program after, you know, everything went to crap.
after Wolverine killed out all the rest of them.
Yep, that's the going to crap.
Spoiler alert. Weapon X ended because Wolverine killed everyone.
Which was such a great scene in Apocalypse. I absolutely loved that
scene. It really was.
That was such a good scene in that movie. Just to see, like, and he was in the comic book, like, X, like, whenever he pops out with, like, the headpiece and everything. It looked hokey, but, God, it was cool to see, like, in theaters.
A little bit. Like, and I know Shannon was upset that Jubilee wasn't in the movie, because they definitely cut Jubilee's scene for that scene.
Yeah, but, Iceman wasn't in the movie a lot either, neither was Colossus, but I'm not complaining about it.
I mean,
it.
I still stand by the, I really think that the Wolverine scene was more effective than...
The
anything
Jubilee
that
the Jubilee
was going to do.
In with it,
maybe they'll have
know?
Extra scenes on the right. DVD.
It also kind of explains
they
how
they
the,
did.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll that see. Also kind of explains how they were able to get around that facility
right.
so easily. And if like you get rid of Wolverine killing everybody, it's just like, oh man, this highly guarded, dangerous facility, and they're just strolling through.
Pretty much, yeah. Like I guess they could have like shown us very like they could have even made it pretty heavy handed with like claw marks and stuff everywhere and people dead and like. What happened here? And everybody, like, in the audience would know Wolverine happened.
But that's we got, we, yeah, but we it's got kinda... that amazing scene, which was way better than anything that would have been.
Yeah, no, like, I agree. Like, yeah. it's one of those things they could have done it a different way, but I'm not angry that they did
it
the way they did it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so, and I'm also, like, I like X-23 a lot, so I'm really excited that she's going to see the movies. And it also kind of, like, lends towards the old theory that, I mean, since Hugh Jackman's aging a little bit, that
well, this is his last movie,
right? Yeah. So X-23 in the Marvel universe actually is Wolverine now. Like yeah. it's the new Wolverine is X-23. She's even got like the yellow and blue spandex and everything else.
Now I'm gonna ask a really dated comic book question: is he still encased in adamantium?
Yeah,
he is. Okay.
Yeah. Well, regular Wolverine is old man Logan.
That version is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have old man Logan from the future is still like romping around the Marvel universe. So we still have a version of Wolverine.
The only thing that I'm excited about of that movie is that they're making the old man Logan action figure. And I know that's why they're doing it. But like, yeah, they announced that they were doing old man Logan in the new X-Wave. And yeah, no, I'm all for that. I could care less about this movie though. Which is sad because I love X-Men, but how you... it better be
the
a good
Wolverine
story.
Movies really, just have not been great. Like
really,
the second one was okay.
I liked it, and really, I'm just happy that they're not. It looks like they're just actively not doing Old Man Logan.
They almost can't. Like it, well,
no, they
we talked about it.
Can.
Yeah, we
they
talked about it before.
Can.
Well, they can.
They could, but it would be just the worst.
They will,
and
take...
they would have to like use knockoff versions or like they'd have to substitute characters or make new characters.
Yeah, Fox is not above hammering the square peg into the triangle hole.
Like
into the mesh screen, actually.
Like I'm really looking forward towards to Bulk being the bad guy.
the ridiculous Bulk.
I almost said Mysterion, but I mean they couldn't even get rights to that.
No, no chance. Yeah. So
Question O.
I like it.
Just kind of make it look like the Riddler, but not really the Riddler. It'd be the Riddler and Mysterio's like fishbowl.
It would have a square, like it would have an actual fish tank.
Oh, that's awesome!
I approve.
I'm cosplaying
Question O.
I approve.
I'm cosplaying as Question O at Indiana Con now. Just getting the big fish tank, the Riddler suit. It'll work. It'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. We will not be anywhere near you.
That's fine.
We don't know this guy. This guy's been following us around all week in security.
You'll have to. I won't be able to see anything. It's going to be a fish tank on my head.
We can just drag him around. It'll be great.
We can just tell him, yeah, we're meeting at the store.
Straight up leave him here in case. All right, so yeah.
I don't care about Logan movies, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. Like I said, the second one was okay. The first one was hot garbage.
I think that's the only one I saw, yeah. And I just... He takes the star of any other X-Men stuff anyway, so I was like, I don't care. I don't even... Like, his character's cool, but...
I'm one of the few people...
Yeah. At least in... we haven't... Like, he wasn't in Apocalypse almost at all, other than, you know, that scene.
Yeah.
So he didn't have anywhere near a featured role... And then First Class, he wasn't in at all. Which
just that
really
one
happy.
Scene.
He just had that one little...
That
yeah.
little bitty, like, just nod. Just that
Days of Future Past was basically a Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
And the Wolverine movie, like, the Wolverine set up that
like
part.
That. Yeah. I still like that movie.
Was that
like
the first
parts
one?
Parts of it?
See, yeah, like I said, I did like parts of it. It was... I liked that it was standalone, so they, you know, they... didn't have anything to do with the rest of the X-Men or any other Marvel characters for that matter. So they were able to do a standalone story and make it work all right. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those things I felt it took itself too seriously.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it was just, it was almost too over the top. Yeah.
Really, the best case scenario is we get another Wolverine game, M-rated. Because even though that movie was the worst movie, that was the best game.
You want to know why that movie, that game was good?
Because it was rated M?
No. I mean, that was good, but the only reason that game was any good at all is because that first X-Men Origins movie got pushed back a year. So the developers got an entire extra year to work on the game and make it good.
Good. It was great.
It was.
It was the best X-Men game they've released.
And that was because I was working at GameStop at the time. And that was one of the big like selling points that they talked about. Like whenever we found out the movie got delayed, the game got delayed too. And like even the developers told us, like, guys, this isn't just your standard movie game now. We've actually had, you know, an appropriate amount of time to develop a good game. And yeah,
they did.
It was so much fun. It was a ridiculous amount of fun. Really enjoyed that. It had Sentinels.
Yeah.
the blood effects and stuff like that, like as you get damaged before you start healing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was awesome. That was so cool. Anyway, going on to, I think that's all the movie news that I've got. Oh, no, it's not. We got to see a picture of Amber Heard as Mera from Aquaman, like Aquaman's wife, sort of, depending on what kind of storyline they want to go with.
I'd say he did good then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Khal Drogo.
That's really
true. I don't remember his name. It's not Roman Reigns.
If you look like Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
You can, yeah, in real life and in the movies, anyone. The whole cast of Nerd Up right now. We would all be your wife.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do Jason Momoa.
You think that now?
So they put like an, I don't know if it's going to be an outtake or what, but there's just a gif of him like on a beach and he like tries to, he twirls his spear, but then it gets away from him and he drops it. So he keeps the motion going and then just pulls his sword out of his back and then just like screams. And Wonder Woman, it's from Justice League, Wonder Woman's just next to him laughing. So he just like screams and charges forward and Gal Gadot just kind of loses her mind. It's just like, oh, you were. And like on him on the red carpet, like he's so charismatic. Like he looks like he would be such a just tool. Like he's just got that bad boy look, I guess.
Yeah.
But he just seems like a big old softy.
So I also heard that they finished filming Justice League. Like they wrapped filming on that movie already.
I didn't hear about that.
I heard about it. I think I saw it on like a YouTube channel that I follow. But yeah, I think they said they just finished like the filming of it.
Which that means almost nothing though.
Well, I mean, it means we still have like a year and a half.
That means they've submitted it to WB.
Right. So
and WB is going to send their changes in. Like, all right, well, I know you guys.
So the
did
reshoots
this.
Can start.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be like, here's the issue. We don't have Margot Robbie or Will Smith.
So
can you fit them in?
Well, like Will Smith, that might be a little pricey. But Margot Robbie, we need some Harley Quinn.
And she hasn't done her solo yet. So she's still kind of cheap.
Yeah, so if you guys could get some Harley Quinn in this movie somehow, that'd be great. Also, Joker, let's go ahead and bring that back.
Let's not.
No, I agree. Let's not. WB just needs to stay far away from this movie. The problem is that they won't.
Also, so now Wonder Woman's her outfit looks a little too conservative. Can we kind of use that up a little?
The one problem with Batman v Superman, like no matter what everybody else, Wonder Woman wasn't showing near enough skin. That was the problem with Batman v Superman.
Oh, that's why heaven forbid.
Do what?
There was
no glaring plot holes. Like it was a solid movie. That was the issue.
That was the issue.
If you're listening to this, we hate you, WB.
We hate
Stop
you
messing
so much.
Everything up.
We hate you so much.
Don't make a Nightwing movie. Please don't make a Nightwing movie. Whatever you do.
Don't even mention it because they will.
No, it's out in the universe now. Too late.
He did.
Yep.
Dang it.
Now we're going to have a terrible. They're going to bring back Chris O'Donnell.
He's the one person that would like that.
No. Yeah,
I mean, I like Chris O'Donnell. I don't know that I like him as Robin, but.
No. 15 years ago, I'd be cool with it. But, like,
See, what has Chris O'Donnell done lately?
Wikipedia.
Dodged eggs from Batman and Robin.
He's on Twitter being like, now see, Batman and Robin really wasn't that bad now, was it?
No, I'm the other Chris O'Donnell.
I never had Robin nipples.
That was never a thing that happened.
Oh. That was never a thing that happened. Oh, God.
Jesse, why did you drop the thing?
I don't know.
The sacred notebook is gone.
The sacred notebook is hit the floor. All right. Well, anyway.
We're going to figure it out. 1 second. What's he done?
Oh, you're going to figure out Chris O'Donnell.
He's on NCIS Los Angeles. That's what Chris O'Donnell's done.
Glad you brought that up.
I'm glad he says work.
You want a round of applause or something?
I want him to feel good about himself in case he's listening.
Stop talking.
No. All right. So, next thing we're going to do talk a little bit about comic books. We've got some news from Boom Studios and DC Comics. I guess with as successful as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Batman has been, now we're going to have another neat little crossover with the Power Rangers and the Justice League. Which
it's going to be so bad.
It's going to be so bad.
But I don't care.
It's going to be.
It's going to just like make my child, like inner child, so happy.
Villainous Grounds already knows that I want one copy of the regular and one of the variants. Because that was one of the other things that they announced is that each issue is going to get its own like variant featuring one of the specific Rangers.
Right.
Oh,
and
they're
going to
be pretty. They may not even be pretty. I don't care.
And then, if I didn't explicitly mention it in the store the other day, Dave, and I know you're listening. If you want to go ahead and just add that to my pull list, that's entirely fine.
Give me the ASA treatment because I also want the variant because that's going to be one. Because the Power Ranger, just the regular Boom Studios covers are beautiful.
Mm-hmm,
they really
the few
are.
That I've seen, yeah.
And really, I mean, the art in general. And that
they really remind me of some like Alex Ross artwork, like
kind
covers.
Of, yeah.
Because I don't know, it looks really
super
good.
Realistic, but still like I mean, it's obviously a comic book, but it looks really really good.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I'm pretty stoked about that. Basically, the general storyline is Zach of the Power Rangers,
and he's the best one.
Yeah. Gets, somehow gets teleported to another world. That world being the DC universe. So he's seeing all these costume superheroes flying around and is very confused. So
or
yeah.
He should be totally psyched.
Right?
Right, because wouldn't he know about them? That'd be cool. I'm going to go with him. See ya.
Well, because I guess they're going with those characters don't exist in the Power Rangers universe.
Fair enough.
So, like, the,
but which
it's
is weird
real.
Because they
they're
always...
Parallel worlds.
Go ahead.
Well, and they always were reading like... Comics were kind of a big deal to a lot of those characters.
Right.
Like, they would be reading them quite a bit.
Back in the old deal. Oh, Dalton's looking at me like we're wrong, but...
No, he just doesn't remember, because he's too busy thinking.
I know.
He's too busy saying that the CGI and the effects hold up great.
But, like, I don't know in Power Rangers that's the case. I know Beetleborgs, that was the major plot point.
Yes.
Was it the same in Power Rangers where, like, they
it
were...
It wasn't a major plot point, but, like, Ernie had comics and...
Oh, okay. That's true.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they rephrase as side characters.
Right,
there wasn't
yeah.
even a comic
yeah,
shop.
Yeah,
there
it's not like it was a. It wasn't yeah. a huge deal, but it was definitely like they had comic books.
Yeah,
because
like,
they referenced them before.
Yeah, right. Beetleborgs like it was like the main one of the main is like the establishment instead of like that kids lounge from Power Rangers. It was a comic book store, so
right.
that's why I was like I may be getting them switched, but I don't remember.
Either way, yeah, that's what we got. As far as I'm aware, like he's not familiar with the DC characters at all, so. Whenever he sees them, you know, he's very confused. And I'm into it. It sounds like it's going to be a fun story.
I'm just excited to see, like, what kind of monsters they bring in for the Justice League to, like, be like, why is there a purse with legs?
I went the other way. I want the Power Rangers to fight Darkseid. And just be like, just, no, we're out. Deuces.
like, Tommy, you still got that flute? Tommy, please tell me you still got that flute.
He plays it from the DC world. Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, that's awesome.
He pulls out Saba. Saba's just like, nah. Bye.
We out.
It's like my iPhone. If I get out in the country, it's just like there's no connection here. You're stupid. You're really
you transported your Zords. Did not. Sorry.
Right.
Right. Like you have no power here.
You can. You can maybe talk to Alpha.
Maybe. Oh. All you can hear is him say, I every like couple seconds. Because
that's all he would be saying. Just everything he sees, just he's losing his mind.
Yep.
Also, them trying to bring in the Zords and like, because those fights ended up leveling just city blocks. And just all the Justice League was like, what are you doing?
And then
stop!
So much collateral damage.
Well, except for Superman. He's like, what? This is just Tuesday for me.
Why does everything you touch explode?
Why do your punches make explosions happen?
Do we have an author, like a writer for this yet?
We do, but I couldn't tell you who it was.
I can try to find it real quick.
Yeah,
because
no,
that's super important.
I know we got the link.
I know Power Rangers right now is being written by Higgins. who was on Nightwing. I'm almost 52, but I know it's not. I don't think he's the one doing this story.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it's not Higgins,
which is so sad because he has such a good grasp of all those characters, like Power Rangers and DC alike.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work.
Each issue of the comic, which is being written by Tom Taylor, who did Injustice: Gods Among Us, Green Lantern Corps, Edge of Oblivion, and then it's inked by Stephen Byrne.
So we have quality. Like, I mean, it's a good writer.
Well, not just inked. It actually is being drawn by Stephen Byrne as well.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I just saw it inked.
Yeah. What I'm looking at says, yeah, it's being drawn as well.
Okay.
So I guess they don't have a separate inker for this one. So, yeah, that'll be the duo.
I haven't read Edge of Oblivion yet because I really need to, because that's what Hal Jordan and the Green Lanterns comes off of.
Right.
But I heard it was pretty popular. Like, it was pretty well liked.
Yeah, especially amongst the Green Lantern fans. Mm-hmm. And then Injustice: Gods Among Us has obviously been wildly successful. So
yeah, because it was supposed to just be like a lead up to the game. And then everybody was buying the comic books like crazy and like, oh, we have to do year 5 now. Whoops.
Yep. Yeah, because it just keeps going. I don't know how long it's going to go, but it just keeps going.
Yeah.
It's like eventually they're going to, like, because like, weren't there only like 3 years between the beginning of the game and what happens like for the rest of the game?
Yeah, and they're already in like year 5.
Yeah, it's like I'm running out of time here, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if they've now gone to the after.
I think it is. I think it's after like Injustice now, but yeah. We have Injustice 2 coming out in like early 2017.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So I guess maybe they can just keep writing the books. Which is good for them.
But yeah, so I am pretty excited about this this little merger here. So yeah, if you guys are wanting to get that one, or if you're wanting to check out this upcoming thing that I want to talk about, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo back together again.
Winning. I feel like there needed to be some dramatic sound effect.
A little bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, so the that creative duo were the ones behind the just absolutely phenomenal New 52 Batman run, mm-hmm. which if you guys have not read that, go
Shame.
Out, find it. It's, I think they just released Bloom, I want to say, in trade. So you can go ahead and I think that's the second to last arc or the last arc.
I don't know how they're doing it with the collection. So I think there might be one more, but that might be it.
Yeah, because there weren't very many issues after Bloom.
Yeah, because it was like Bloom, and Bloom was still in like, if that's like that three issues or 6 issues, whatever, the next one, he's also there.
Right.
But that was it.
So, yeah, it might be the conclusion then. I know it's part 9, so there are 9 trades out there, and it's all wonderful.
Yeah.
All of it is so good. So definitely, you know, if you're a Batman fan at all, check all of this out. Like, check out their run in New 52. But yeah, they've got a new project coming up. It's going to be next summer. And, I want to say that when they said next summer, they meant like 2017, but it may be 2018. I'm hoping 2017. We've got, it's just a big summer event. Those two are going to be collaborating for it. And, they said it's going to be very Batman centric, which implies that it's not just a Batman thing. So it might be like, I don't know if it's a crossover title or, because that would be awesome to have those two work on another crossover of some kind.
Oh, yeah, because all of their crossovers.
Even a Ninja Turtles crossover.
Oh, don't put that. No, put it out into the universe.
Capullo doing Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be so beefy.
They're going to be so beefy.
They're all going to look like Tokar and Rezar.
And then Tokar and Rezar.
They're going to look insane.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
I know I make fun of Capullo's drawing of like he only knows how to like draw blocks of meat, but they're pretty blocks of meat. Like,
he also knows how to draw horror real well.
Oh, yeah. Like because he did the early Spawn stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so good.
He's done Spawn stuff, and I mean, even go back into the New 52, like those drawings of the Joker wearing his face as a mask.
Ugh. Yeah.
Horrifying.
And I'll always say the one variant that I'm so sad that I missed out on was a Capullo drawing Sinestro, and I didn't buy it because I'm stupid. Like, it was he's so good at drawing just anything. Like, you can tell, and that's the cool thing about him, it's kind of like Jim Lee. Like, you know a Jim Lee when you see it, you know a Capullo when you see it.
Yeah, and Alex Ross, like, yeah, you know all that stuff
when you
see
it. He's definitely one of the top 4 artists right now. Oh, yeah, no, it's creepy. We're showing Mandy.
Because Mandy looked at me confused when I said that, so I didn't know if she had actually seen it before or
no,
not.
No, I don't like terrifying, horrifying things.
Lindsay, have you seen this?
Jesus. I wish I could draw.
It's the right?
The Joker that wearing his own face as a mask. Really cool.
So yes. That was like one of the first figures that I bought whenever I started my action figure collecting thing like 3 years ago. And I had it setting up on my computer desk. And
staring
it looks,
at you?
Staring at me with a Harley Quinn. They were both the new 52 ones. And I woke up and Harley Quinn was on the floor. And it was just Joker holding the hammer. Yeah,
nope.
I had to put him in the package for a while.
Because,
I don't think small... Like, I remember the movie Small Soldiers, and I don't want the Joker being in that army. That's why I buy a lot of heroes now.
I was about to say, to be fair, you have so few villains in that collection.
There's a reason. Spider-Man's going to mess them up.
So many spider people.
Except if you saw Toy Soldiers, then you know that the good guys are the ones... Or the villains are the ones you need on your side.
Seriously.
But all the Build-A-Figures are villains, and they're huge. So, like, I got it. Oh, no. That Wolverine I just bought... That hot toy? Oh, I'm going to die.
Oh, no.
Oh, now I'm sad.
All right. So we care a little bit if Dalton dies.
A little bit.
So, yeah, if you guys want to pick up any of these, make sure you head over to Villainous Grounds in Perryville, especially if you're local or your local comic shop. Get you a cup of coffee while you're there. Now we'll go ahead and move on to some video game news. We've got Rockstar Games, one of the things that I'm really excited about. Because we've talked before about how big fans we are of Red Dead Redemption. Huh. Such a good game. Rockstar Games has tweeted out just this. It's basically the Rockstar logo on a big red, like blank red background. And they did something kind of similar when they were going to announce GTA 5. So everybody is pretty confident at this point that this is going to be Red Dead Redemption. And Ace is shaking his head because there was a hilarious troll that came around where you zoom out on it, and it's the side of a ping pong paddle. Because
Rockstar Table Tennis.
Rockstar Table Tennis was a game.
For the 360. Wasn't it a launch title?
I don't think it was. No, it was not a launch title.
It was definitely early 360.
It was early 360. But yeah, Rockstar did a table tennis game. And so... We're really, really hoping now that it's going to be Red Dead, like the new Red Dead game.
Which has been rumored forever. Like, right. We thought we were going to see something at E3. We didn't. We thought we were going to see something at, not Tokyo Games Con, something. There's some bigger conference. Comic-Con, maybe?
New York Comic-Con?
Maybe New York Comic-Con. Like, just,
yeah, maybe. Like
maybe
that
maybe we'll
recent.
See something. They'll show something. They said they're working on a thing. We don't know what, except for just expansions for Grand Theft Auto V online.
Which there have been plenty of.
Even though they seem to have completely abandoned the single player. Which they said we were getting single player stuff.
Yeah, they said that.
Monsters. But Red Dead.
Red Dead.
Yeah, Red Dead.
I might drop like everything else I'm doing for a Red Dead game. At least
like scavenge in like RPGs, like because that feels too grindy for me. Mm. But like finding the different flowers to raise up your herbalist. Ranking, it's like no. I still wanted to do that. I wanted to go hunting.
You're sounding like me and WoW when I'm not actually playing
the trick shot stuff because the story was phenomenal.
Yeah, the story was so good,
but the multiplayer was just.
I never played the multiplayer.
I was gonna say, that was the one thing I never did.
Oh man, the multiplayer was so much fun. It was a lot like the GTA 5 online stuff. Like you had the entire world you could ride around on horseback on. And hang out with your friends, travel in a gang, and just take apart other people. You could show up to certain places and compete in like PvP events. Like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's just because I didn't have enough people to like. I didn't really have anyone to play with regularly.
That's fair. Yeah, it was me, Shannon, and Kevin were the ones.
That's one game you
lot.
Can keep Shannon playing.
So it was once I jumped, like because I jumped on one or two times, but since I was by myself. It was just like other players killed me and not a whole lot to do.
Yeah, I was like a junior in high school, and that was I didn't start playing online until I met you guys. So I only did single player, but it was so good. If they make like if the map for the new Red Dead is the same size as GTA 5,
mm-hmm.
Oh my god, you guys will never see me again.
If the map for Red Dead's the same size as even just the original Red Dead game, that's still going to be
oh yeah, it's still huge.
If the online stuff has enough has as many features as the Grand Theft Auto 5, like just the amount of stuff to do.
Right.
No, forget about it. That's
so much stuff.
That's just it. You at the end.
I'm excited about it, and that's going to be one that like Lindsay said, Shannon, I'm sure we'll keep playing because anything Old West just sign them up.
Sold.
Yeah, I had to go play that after we watched Magnificent Seven.
Really?
I was like, oh, well, now I have to go kill people like a cowboy.
You didn't just go on Overwatch and play McCree?
No, because I'm really bad with McCree. Oh. And this one, no one would see me be bad.
I never played The Undead Nightmare. Was that any good?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I never got around to playing it, because, again, that was back before I was playing online.
It was basically the same thing with just a zombie horde coming at you, so there was just a lot of things to kill.
You could hunt, you could track down Bigfoot. There was a bunch of added stuff. It was all just kind of horror themed.
And it was definitely worth. It was a $30 expansion pack, and everybody was pretty upset about that. But you easily got $30 worth of content out of it.
Because again, that was back before I was doing DLC and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, they released it on disc, and it was a standalone thing. You could actually get Undead Nightmare and not have Red Dead.
Oh, did you? I thought you still had to have the base game.
Yeah, it was standalone. You could, if you had the base game, I think it was a little cheaper to buy the content and add it to your game. But if you wanted to just go out and buy the disc, you could. And I think it would use your old Red Dead saves, if I remember correctly. I remember
an upload system to bring your old game up.
There you go. So, yeah, that part. and then going back to comic books real quick, I got a little bit of a interesting news. DC apparently announced two new 6-issue limited series, both to debut in January. One of them Mandy will be particularly interested in. There's The Fall and Rise of Captain Atom, which sounds kind of neat. It's going to be it's going to have the team Cary Bates and Greg Wiseman with Will Conrad on art. So that's a pretty all right duo. Then we've also got The Odyssey of the Amazons.
Ooh, Wonder Woman.
There might not be so much Wonder Woman.
It's before
stuff about her stuff.
Yeah, it's before her birth,
right?
But it's still the Amazonian.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, and it's Kevin Grevioux, I think that's how you say his name. And then
I would go with Grevioux, but I have no idea.
Yeah. Grevioux.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's a very Cajun name. Or French, whichever you want to go with. Either way, that's the writer, and we've got Ryan Benjamin as the artist. And I'm actually not sure. I don't think I've ever heard of Ryan Benjamin.
I'll probably buy it anyways.
I'm bad with artist names for the most part, so I got nothing on him.
Yeah, it's fair. I'm not usually great. Unless they're the really big names, I can kind of keep up there. But yeah, in general, not great. Yeah, and I can't see. It's not that important. I was about to just Google and see what else he's done, but it's not popping up anything immediately, so we're going to move past it.
I'm actually really kind of hoping that the Captain Atom, I mean, even both of them, they just might see how these miniseries does before they go into, because Captain Atom was a big part of DC for a long time.
Yeah,
and then they just kind of decided.
Justice League.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Sorry about you.
I really want them to do a Static Shock anything. The new 52 run that they did, the 6 issues and they canceled it. That Static Shock run was still fun to read. But they only gave it 6 or 7 issues, which was really sad. I would love to see them do something with Rebirth.
Right. And have we gotten anything on the Watchmen Rebirth? I keep meaning to look that up.
Not yet. Apparently, there's only one series that it's showing up in, and it's one of the Superman books. Which I don't read any of them, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard, too, something in Superman. Whatever. Because I do like, obviously, The Watchmen a whole lot, and I'm interested to see how they're going to bring that into Rebirth.
Yeah. Part of me almost wonders if there's a... If they're going to do, another, Rebirth issue. Because, there's the Rebirth 1 that started everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of having you have to, pick up just random Superman Action Comics or even just random Batman Justice League stories. If they just did okay, here's Rebirth 2 that maybe they can then tie in with the other books just as a reference point.
Right. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But
we'll see how they do it. It'll so far, I mean, Rebirth has been doing really well, really, really well. So,
and so far everything, because there's something that's happened in Detective Comics that I can't get into because it's a huge spoiler. And there's something that happened in Titans. That both the Titans one felt like it was supposed to be part of the Watchmen, but then it turned into something completely different.
Because I know Titans is following Wally West, which is the big
OG Wally West,
right? Which is the biggest part of Rebirth. Like, he's kind of what initiated the entire thing in the storyline.
Because it was supposed to, it looked like, you know, because he even references, like, someone took me out of space and time.
Right.
Well, who could be powerful enough to do that other than Dr. Manhattan, or, you know, that's probably where the Watchmen, like, stuff is going to come from.
And then,
nope, abracadabra.
Yeah. And I'm still wondering, like, if that's actually what they're going to go with, but,
really,
like, that was weird.
Because, he's not that powerful, right?
He's really not.
But then, like, the stuff he's doing in this run is like, okay, well, he's strong.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, but yeah, I also hope that's not the case.
And then there's a thing,
abracadabra,
right? And then the thing that happens in Detective Comics is still, like, totally unresolved, but it's like, okay, so you could be like, this could be a thing, but they show nothing.
Yeah, I still need to get caught up with Detective. I need to get caught up on so much. I've got probably like 15 or 20 books just sitting at home that I still need to read.
You know what we need to do? We want to start talking about this, we like really just need to dedicate us three being like, all right, you read these four books this week, you read these four books this week, I'll read four books, and that way we can actually talk.
I don't want to do that because then I would want to read the one so I know what you guys are talking about.
Well, no, I mean, I think what he's saying is we each read the same four books so we can talk about
those.
Yeah,
because we're all like at four and at all. Well, like, we could do that, or
take it that way either.
Like, but we all are designated.
I didn't
at least
take that way until you got to the second part of his
yeah point. Like, we're all designated four books, read as much as you want, but like, is that way we can actually talk about them, because like, we're all four completely different spots.
That's really true.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I'm more into Marvel than I am in DC, so I've been reading a lot more of that,
and I've been more into the Power Rangers things than anything else because they have two books instead of just one.
And you also buy significantly less comic books than me or Asa.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I love Tanner. Him being like, oh, man, I can't believe I dropped this much money on comics. It's like, but that's that was a month. That was a month's worth for you.
2 months.
No.
2 months.
It was 2 months.
That was 2 months.
But he didn't even, well, in fairness, he didn't completely clear out his box, I don't think.
Okay.
But
still.
He's still like, what he spent compared to
the
what
only thing
Jesse
he did,
spent.
Like, the only
his
thing
2 months
he didn't
is
get,
my week.
The only thing he didn't get out of his box was that T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he picked up all the comics out of it.
Oh, well, it sounds like he needs to stop complaining.
Yeah.
Because, like, I spend more than he does in those 2 months.
I mean, he's only got, like, three books that he's pulling, which is just basically, like,
that's how I
know
started.
Because I know he had the Flash.
Yeah, he's got the
I'm
Flash.
I'm actually really excited
anything
for him
Assassin's
to get caught up
Creed.
On the Flash, because I need more people to talk about.
I need to get caught up on that one,
whenever
too.
They start releasing graphics, that's whenever I'll get caught
and that,
up.
I'm glad I'll be three story arcs ahead of you by then.
Thanks, DC.
Yeah.
Well, you could just read the comic.
Yeah. Yeah, DC is the problem.
Dumb.
Well, considering Marvel pumps them out way faster.
Yeah, but
what does that have to do with anything?
Because I can get caught up with the Marvel stuff a lot faster, because I like reading graphics more, because I don't like messing up single issues.
I think you just like making excuses.
Yeah, or you just be careful with your comic books.
Wash your hands, greaseball.
Right.
and that's the thing, too, is like, because all of the stuff for DC, well, that's not true, not all. Like, a lot of the stuff for DC is so good. And like the Marvel stuff, I can't get into. Like, I'm doing Power Man Iron Fist. I'm still doing Drax, but only because CM Punk's writing it. And then I'm starting on Amazing Spider-Man just because the Doc Ock storyline is coming up.
Yeah, and then like right now they're doing Clone Conspiracy.
Right.
And I mean, I've been reading Amazing Spider-Man. It's solid. Like, it's not spectacular, but it's pretty good.
But even like the Mark Waid Avengers run, I was really let down on that.
Oh, like, man. I love that run.
It could have been so much better.
It's
I thought
so good. How much of that have you read?
Like the first four issues, I think.
Okay.
And it was just like nothing was clicking. It's like, oh, hey, romantic tension. Isn't it great? Good. Because there's more of it.
Like, see,
stop it. Punch stuff.
I only really got that in like, there's a little bit of that with Ms. Marvel and Nova.
And then Thor and, or,
oh, yeah, Thor and
Thor
Sam
and
Wilson.
Sam.
Which, like, that kind of resolved pretty quickly anyway, and started up. Actually, I'm a little behind on that one, too, because I need to see how they're going to deal with that.
And then they got stuff like the Great Lakes Avengers, and I'm looking at the cover, and I'm just like,
I saw that cover, too. Yeah.
None of this looks appealing
to me. I'm wondering if that's going to be, like, an underground hit, kind of like the Vision
like
was. Yeah, their Visions. Because nobody was excited about that book, and then it turned into, like, one of the best books of DC, like, of that Marvel run. They all knew all different run.
I mean, we'll see. I don't.
I'm not
don't
buying
know.
It, but
we'll read reviews.
Because I still need to read Champions. I still need to read Cage.
Dallas, I need to read both all of those.
All the Marvel stuff, the new Marvel stuff, I need to read.
And I'm just the worst person because the only reason I bought Champions is because it was a number one.
And then,
Paige,
like,
I'll see how much I like it if I keep picking it up. But.
And then I know you got a little bit more excited when I told you Mark Waid was doing Champions.
Yeah.
Let's
see if he can balance out that Avengers run. One of the four Avengers books.
Yeah. Avengers, that's the hot topic.
It would be good if they had X-Men. Oh, they're killing all of them. That's right. They're done with the teams of the X-Men. They'll have four Avengers, no X-Men teams.
You realize Death of X is a prequel story, right?
Yeah, no, but didn't they flat out say they're going to stop doing the X-Men teams? Like, no, I know it's a prequel. No. Oh, I thought that was a thing a couple months back where they were just like, yeah, no. They'll be around.
They talked about moving them to the moon.
Or a different planet.
Yeah.
But then, like, that didn't happen because that was real dumb. They said that they were going to shorten the number of teams. But, I mean, right now there are, like, five X-Men books going. So I don't think that's the case.
I hope not, because that's my favorite Marvel team.
Yeah, because you've got, now.
Because you have five different books, and it's five different teams.
A little bit.
And other than X-Men 92, which is not canon for the most part.
No,
like,
it's they're back in their own universe.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I will say, yeah. I'm reading through the X-Men 92 stuff, and it's so much fun.
No, like, that's
X-Men 92 stuff
is
great.
And that's
yeah.
one of the other Marvel books that I have pulled.
Yeah, like there's also still, you know, the all new X-Men, the Uncanny X-Men, the X-Men, X-23. They're all new Wolverine, her own book. Like, yeah, there's a ton of X-Men books out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they said that they're going to cut down on it. Everybody got really mad. They're not cutting down on it.
That's good.
So, yeah, like the only downside is at this point, like the X-Men are only like their best storylines. Are when there are extinction level events happening to the X-Men.
Yeah,
we talked about this
a few weeks ago. Yeah. So yeah, like then their current conflict is not great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not an extinction level threat, like, do they really have to try to fix it? Like, they're the X-Men. They're like they have these it should be a cakewalk every time unless it's extinction level.
Well,
I guess it's the case for most superheroes, except for, like, the Defenders. But even then.
Well, by that logic, it's just like, well, why doesn't Superman just do everything?
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point of having a Batman book if Superman isn't just going to show up and fix it?
So basically what we're saying is your logic is bad and you should feel bad.
Well, I mean,
yeah. Sure. So, yeah, but because, I mean, they're facing an extinction level threat right now. It's just boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's the Terrigen Mists are poisonous to them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, it's dumb. It's real dumb. So we'll see how it goes. Back on track here. Oh, no, God, we got other. Oh, that's right, because we went into the little bit of a DC news. Like, how did we get back into comic books? Because I forgot one thing I wanted to add. Red Dead Revolver got released on PS4. Going all the way back
the
to the
Sony store?
Yeah.
Or the Play store?
PS4. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. $14.99, I think. Like, you can get it for PS4.
Why are they charging so much for these games? Like, all the PS2 on PS4 stuff is
that's
expensive.
Cheaper than buying a physical disc of Red Dead Revolver at this point.
Really?
Yeah, it's like $18-$20, something like that.
It's interesting. I did not like
on average. I mean, it was still a good game. Like, it was still fun. It just wasn't Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption was amazing.
It's almost like they made this game and then, like, oh, we can do so much more with it. So they
on
made
a
that next-gen game.
Platform.
Yeah. People do that?
It's crazy. Crazy it is.
What?
Anyway, let's see. Moving back. Overwatch.
Yes.
Definitely going to talk a little bit about Overwatch, because we talked last week about some Halloween stuff leaked, including that comic book that showed off some of the potential skins. Well, a couple days later, we got the full leak.
Oh, my God, Reaper.
And then on Tuesday, the whole thing came out.
That was my favorite thing. I was at work, and he would send the message like, oh, they actually, like, fully announced it, because it was on the 11th. It's like, oh, that's neat. As I'm going through, it's like, oh, yeah, a lot of this is really cool. Wait a minute. Launching October 11th. That's today.
So he even sent that message back. He's like, wait, releasing October. That's today.
That's what this one is.
That made me really happy. Yeah, and then it came out. Like, it was ready to go by the time I got home. I still need to update my PS4, I think, because I don't think it actually finished.
I don't think, yeah. Reaper's so pretty. I just love him more now.
So we definitely got the Headless Horseman Reaper.
I want a ginormous poster of it. Like, a ginormous poster of it.
Really, I just want him. I want the skin.
I know.
I haven't gotten the skin yet.
Me either. I haven't got any skins yet.
Hint, hint.
I spent $20 on boxes.
You had a couple of legendary skins on the PC.
None of them are Reaper.
That's true. I didn't get Reaper either. I only got one Halloween legendary out of $20 worth of boxes.
I got, I got quite a few. I got Mercy. I got the Dr. Junkenstein. I got the Dr. Junkenstein again. And so the you can buy the stuff this time.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
I saw that.
Instead of it being 2,000 coins for the...
1,000.
Is it only 1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm even madder. Because instead of
they
being 1,000,
tripled the price.
3,000 coins.
Yeah, of all the Halloween stuff. So basically, one of the big complaints with the Olympic Games boxes, for those of you that don't play Overwatch, it's all random. Like, what you get is random. If you get duplicates, you get currency out of it. And then you can also just get lumps of currency
out of
the boxes.
You're not even guaranteed anything Olympic in the boxes.
Right. And it's the same thing. And one of the big problems with that is that, you know, people had currency. People were buying all this stuff, and they wanted to just be able to... Because Blizzard always said, like, they said before the game came out, you will always be able to use currency to get items. And then they released... Whenever they released the Olympic Games boxes, they changed the wording on that, which some people noticed and got kind of upset about.
You can get it except for special events. Or something like that.
Yep, they threw in some wording in there that excluded special events, and everybody got really up in arms, like, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I was pretty upset with it. So then they released the Halloween boxes, and then we made the joke last week about, like, a special kind of currency that you only got by opening the Halloween loot boxes. Fortunately, they did not go that route.
Yeah, but, so they tripled the price of, and I haven't checked, like, with the player icons or, like, emotes
everything
or anything
like that.
Everything's triple. Well, here's the good news, though, right? Is that if you get duplicates of, say, a Dr. Junkenstein, you get triple the reward, right? The coins instead?
Well, Asa, you got a duplicate. Is that the case?
No, not. Not.
It's
garbage.
Really not.
It's like, oh, cool. So I got the same player icon and the same victory pose, like, four times. And that's 15 coins.
Yep. Yeah.
$20?
Mm-hmm.
Because
so,
I got, like, in my $20 box, my first four boxes all had the Winston emote from this one, which is the Shadow Puppets emote, which is kind of cool. Like, I got out of the first one, I was like, oh, well, that's neat. I'll go ahead and equip that. And then I opened the second one.
Sparkly.
Well, that's less cool. Third one. Really? Fourth one. You've got to be kidding me.
This isn't cool at all.
Yeah, so I actually, like, I logged out.
I was going to say, I'd stop opening boxes.
Yeah, I shut down my game, and I was like, I'm going to play a couple of matches, then I'll finish opening these boxes, because no.
Yeah, it's garbage. It's garbage.
John was saying other Overwatch people, like, when you have the Mercy skin, when you res people, it should say, my servants never die.
That would be awesome.
They actually said that they might be implementing that.
That'd be so cool. Oh, I love Mercy.
Because I do, I'm disappointed in the Horde mode.
A little bit, yeah.
Which, I mean, really, I'm just happy that we finally get something PvE for Overwatch, because I've been wanting that since day one.
And it's so well done.
It is really well done. I just wish that it wasn't the three of the four, because you're locked into the only four characters. You can only be Soldier, Ana, Hanzo, and McCree.
Yep.
On PC, I'm so used to being 20 years ingrained of holding a controller. I'm real inaccurate. I can't do mouse keyboard yet. It takes a real long time. It's taken me a lot of time.
It's hard
to adapt. And the three characters I can't use at
all skill
because they're
all
skill characters that are precision shots.
Yeah. I do like, the only reason I like, obviously they have those because they have that whole story going on, which is cool. But it does get annoying playing the same
one. Right. Yes. Like, okay, well, really hoping I can, really hoping the one, like, because the other night when we played, we had three. It's like, really hoping the one rando doesn't go Soldier. He went Soldier. Now I get to be Hanzo.
But you did all right.
Goody.
Goody.
But yeah, and whenever they, because that was one of the other things they released, we have a PvE mode. Junkenstein's Revenge is what it's called. And whenever they announced that you could only be the four characters and it was only one of each, I was also a little upset. I didn't understand why they did it. When you actually play the Junkenstein's Revenge, it makes a lot more sense. Because they put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, special voice lines for everybody in that. We have
it reminds me of Call of Duty Zombies, because there's a narrator that kind of, so, like, I thought it was really cool. So whenever any of the enemy, like when Reaper, one of the enemy characters show up, whoever gets the final, like, who actually gets the kill gets their own, like, narration. Like
the gunslinger slayed him.
Yeah,
which someone said that was Reinhardt. I don't know if that's legit or not.
Reinhardt announcing it.
Yeah.
I could see him tell, like, him, like, actually, like, recounting the tale of, especially because that's his home base.
Right. And I mean, he's the one telling the story, like in the comic, like Junkenstein's Revenge, the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Reinhardt is the one telling the story about Junkenstein. So it would make sense, but at the same time, it doesn't really sound like Reinhardt.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't have that same...
I don't have anything to back up my statement. That's just what I heard.
No, you're fine. Like, it actually would make sense because of that Junkenstein comic. It's just whenever I think Reinhardt, like, he has that just really thick German accent.
Yeah.
And he has kind of a growl to his voice in general. So, I don't know. Maybe.
He
haven't really paid that much
himself
attention
for
to
it.
And I will say I really like that they have a bunch of, like, non-legendary skins, too. Because, I got the Farrah, like, Anna, her ghoul skin is a purple instead of the yellow.
Yeah, because they did that in the Olympic Games as well.
Did they? See,
yeah,
that was... I was not... I don't know why. Just, like, I did not play hardly at all on...
Because they only had, like... They had duplicate, like, palette swap, sort of. Like, so, I think, like, Tracer, Zarya, Lucio, and... there's someone else that had a legendary set.
I was going to say, because was McCree the America one?
That was legendary.
That was legendary?
Yeah. No, that was
that's
Olympic.
Was
that,
purple.
That one was purple.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember who else had a legendary. But either way, all of those had, like, two types. So there were two Lucio skins, two Mercy skins, two Zarya skins.
Two Tracer.
Did I say Tracer?
You said Mercy.
Oh.
Yeah, but
it was
saying,
not
think,
two Mercies.
Yeah, I thought Mercy only had one.
Yeah, she had that red one with the cross.
One. Yeah, I keep saying legendary. She had the epic one, the purple. Which is the lower rarity. Like, a lot of them had, like, skins that just kind of recolored them based on their country. And then there were the bigger ones, like Lucio, Tracer.
Zarya had the
weightlifter skin. And, oh, God, I can't remember who the fourth one was, because I'm sure there was a fourth one. Either way, yeah, it was kind of the same thing, except there were two of them. But then, like, with this one, there's only one. Like, each character that got a legendary, there's only one type. And then the epic skins look so much cooler in the Halloween. Well, all of the skins look so much cooler in the Halloween than they did in the Olympic Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for maybe America McCree.
I like how everyone has the rip victory pose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's from the Olympics, we had, like, the gold medal pose.
Yeah, and they all look cool, and I'm super mad I didn't get. I think I got, like, one of those. They looked really cool, though.
I liked, I think my favorite from that was actually Soldiers. Because he's just doing a golf swing pose instead of holding up actual medals. I thought that was really cool.
I really like Lucio's rip one because his amp is still going.
Oh, nice.
Pretty, there's one other one I found last night and I can't remember. Oh, Diva's.
Diva has Doritos.
And she has Doritos
on the back.
Yeah.
I like Reapers a lot where he's like coming out of the grave.
Like the only one,
It looks so cool. But yeah, so we're running a little short on time here. But yeah, the Overwatch skins are actually really, really cool. And I'm going to end up spending more money, I'm sure. But at least I do have, 6,000 coins.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Yeah.
Because I spent a silly amount of money in the Olympic Games. So.
Did you get the one you wanted?
Oh, I got all of them.
Oh, okay.
I have a $10 gift card from Best Buy coming my way. So I could do another 24 boxes for $10.
There you
go. So I think I'm
going
to
Well, no, it's 24 for 20.
Well, yeah, but that's I have a $10 gift card.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I only have spent $10.
Yep, I'm picking you up now. I'm here.
Smelling what
you're
stepping in.
There you go. So yeah, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, we'll go ahead and close it out with some Pokemon news.
Woohoo!
Get Lindsay active in here. We got another trailer for Sun and Moon. So now we have seen a bunch of evolutions for other characters. We got to see basically the new poor man's Arceus.
I don't. Who is the poor man's Arceus? The fighting
null.
Dragon?
No.
Type null.
Null.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because that was the big thing with Arceus is he could be any type. So this guy can also be. There's a new Pokemon that can be any type depending on an item it's holding.
Oh yeah. That thing.
I guess like what's the story on it? Like
once it finds a trainer it trusts enough, it breaks its helmet.
Yeah.
And it shows its real self. It's like you said. It really just looks like he digivolves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we got a fighting dragon now, which is like I think he looks super awesome.
Is
like,
that one of the
first
something
form.
Something O's?
Yeah, but is it the OO line?
Yeah, the Uo. I don't know, like Koromuo.
Yeah, I don't. Or like Komo-o.
It's gray and yellow and white and scaly.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
But the silliest name.
I will definitely probably rename
it's
him.
It's Pokemon.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay, but there's like four of them with O's. I can't keep track.
Yeah,
of that.
Well, like it's not that it ends in an O. It's the O hyphen O that is throwing me off.
I mean, I still think type null is, which now that we have seen its evolution and that it can, depending on the item it holds, it can be whatever type, like, it makes more sense, but it still just sounds silly.
Type null.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But either way, it's
cool,
I guess. We'll see what happens.
It kind of, the way between that, like, the Pokedex entry and then the way it was presented in the trailer, it might have a story implications.
Maybe you'll rescue it from Team Skull.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I keep forgetting Team Skull happened.
Because we were so excited when we saw the stills.
Yep, and then
we saw them dancing.
Well, I would recommend videos to you guys, but I know you won't watch them because they're each like an hour long.
Yeah, no.
In this like big massive conspiracy with Sun and Moon, and it's really really good and it makes sense. But my God, they're long videos.
Step Movie up night. To the streets.
Like, they're literally, I put them on while I'm playing the TCG online.
Can you send them to me?
I'll send them to you. Yeah,
just you got Marvel shows to finish on Netflix, son.
That's really true.
Oh, yeah. My reunion screwed me this week because I didn't get to watch anything.
Hey, I watched 2 episodes of Daredevil.
Woo!
But it's at night and it was scary, so I'm gonna
look. If you need company watching day. Those, I'll
I was just like, this is really brutal.
You'll bite that bullet. And you'll drag me out of my house, so I watch this.
we'll have a viewing party.
Jesse's just gonna set us both down on the couch, and be like, you guys are gonna watch this. Nobody's doing anything until we're done.
We'll get pizza. It'll be a great time, and you'll enjoy it.
You're going to watch.
You will have fun whether you like it or not.
I was like, this isn't. Oh my God! I was like, I'm alone.
He crushed his skull with a bowling ball. What the heck?
It's brutal.
Oh my God.
It's so brutal.
I was like, I'm done for that. I'm going to go cry with One Tree Hill now and get to sleep.
That's your fallback, One Tree Hill.
It is right now because I'm just finishing it and Clay's on it. And I just love Clay. We're done. I'm done. It's fine.
Well, okay. So back to Pokemon. We got Alola forms of Muk and Grimer. Which the stills for Grimer looked real dumb, but actually seeing it in game made it much more tolerable.
Oh, I was.
I mean, it was cool, but.
He's got some ball and lipstick.
He's Technicolor now.
I like
he's an oil spill.
There you go.
A gasoline spill. Whatever it is, you get that little. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looks like a car wash spill.
Mm. Yes. Like, the bubbles. Yes.
He's got some soap happening somewhere or something like that. I don't know. Either way, yeah, he has this. I'm going to guess it's a light refraction kind of a deal that's causing like the rainbow effect in his.
The oil spill makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, yeah.
I wish Grimer did it too.
I do
because
then I would
because
then I'd be able to tolerate seeing Grimer,
and because
I'm trying to get that muk.
He's just got honey on his face and a tooth stuck in his mouth, like he's been hanging out with
meat
wad.
Oh, and he's got teeth now.
Yeah, I was going to say the teeth are the one thing that I really don't like. Mm-hmm. But they also made him dark type now.
Yeah, dark poison.
Yeah, dark poison, which I'm down with. I like that typing.
I mean,
yeah.
That makes sense because anything that a Grimer touches instantly dies, and nothing will ever grow there ever again.
Right.
Watch
that's the most metal thing I've ever heard.
Dude, that's its Pokedex entry.
That's every Pokedex entry. It's like, that is metal.
Yeah. And then we got some evolutions for other Pokemon that we had seen before, like the...
There's that grass type. Teensy or Tweensy? I don't remember.
It's pink and green and girly.
It is
that thing.
And I was really confused why it wasn't a fairy type.
Yeah.
And then there's the bumblebee thing.
I love its scarf. I want one even more.
I would totally get that one.
That bee's pretty sweet. Like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I feel like they just saw a combi and were like, nah, I can top that.
Well, anything can top a combi because they're boring and pointless.
Yeah, and this thing is
adorable.
Unless
it's female, and females are next to impossible to come against.
Fair enough. And then what else did we get in that trailer?
Did we get the couple of trainers Olivia? That we're going to face?
Well, I was thinking about Pokemon-wise. I was going to move to the trainers in a second.
I think that was it.
There wasn't a whole lot in that one.
Yeah, not a lot of Pokemon
stuff. Because it was spread out because it's like, oh, here's one evolution of a thing. And then, here's the second evolution of it. Because they did that with the grass type and the fighting dragon.
You're right, and the fairy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we got all of that. But yeah, and then we got some new trainers like Olivia, which, yeah, she does not look like a stereotypical Pokemon character.
No, she does not.
I like her, though. Mm-hmm. I think she looks pretty cool. So,
agreed.
Yep. What else we got in there? Lindsay?
There was the second trainer, but I don't remember.
That was about it.
Ilma or Long?
Well, see, that's just it. Like it sounds like a female name, but it totally looks like a guy.
We're rocking that sweater vest,
though. We got some androgyny going on here, hardcore.
The coolest sweater vest.
It's a pretty cool sweater vest.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up with our normal plugs first. press start to join our friends up in the Great White North. They are participating in an Extra Life campaign this year. If funds are met, Josh will be playing Arkham Asylum on the hardest difficulty, and Alan will be playing Dark Souls on a deprived run for at least 3 hours each, and I believe it's going to be live streamed. If you would like to make a donation, you can head over to extra-life.org/team/PS2J Show. All proceeds go to a local children's hospital up there. And also, you can find those guys, press start to join. They got some pretty cool shows. You can find them on Facebook, find them on YouTube. Yeah, Josh and Alan are real good guys. They got a lot of chemistry. So if you like our show, check them out too. Might find some common interests over there. So
they deal with more hardware stuff than we do, which is what I like. I like listening to their stuff. They do a lot of like phone and VR. One of them bought a PlayStation VR and was talking about it.
Nice.
Which was pretty cool.
I'm still hoping to win one from Taco Bell.
Yes. Here,
we, by the time, the amount that we've spent together on those boxes, I'm pretty sure we could have gone halfsies on a VR.
I don't think that's true. Because I've only probably spent like $30.
And we didn't go to
boxes.
Taco Bell this Thursday, so skipped a box there.
That's true, we did. But anyway, and my other favorite plug, we've got Villainous Grounds up in Perryville, Missouri. They've got a whole bunch of stuff going for October, but particularly you'll want to check them out on January 29th.
October
29th?
Yes.
Wow. You did some hardcore time traveling there.
I don't know where January came from.
Because you guys want March to get here faster for something that I don't
for
remember.
For Iron Fist.
But I don't even think that's right.
Wow.
Because I was confused.
I was what? Like, what did he just say?
So Jesse, you want to like, and now do it.
Check out Villainous Grounds on October 29th. They've got some special Halloween events going all month. They've got a pumpkin spice theme stuff, too. So check out some of their coffee there. But on October 29th in particular, they will have Jeremy Hahn, an artist for DC Comics, an actual artist, like it's been published in comic books, will be there for autographs, you know, a little bit of answering questions, talking to people. And he will also be recording with Nerd Up. So we're going to do this show live on location. And by live, I mean live on tape.
Live on tape. It's going to be live for us. You guys will catch it 2 hours after the fact.
Right. So, yeah.
Assuming that Jesse makes it home within 2 hours and plays with stuff.
We'll see how we're going to do that. But either way, definitely check them out. So, yeah, October 29th, not January, October 29th, you'll be able to go to Villainous Grounds, grab you some coffee, check out some comic books, and meet an actual published comic book artist.
It would be really funny if somebody showed up the 29th and been like, oh, I heard there was going to be an artist here. And where are the guys from Nerd Up? We'll be like, well, that happened in October, and they're in Indianapolis right now.
That would be pretty – well, no, Indianapolis is the beginning of October, or January. So
that's not like
– oh, wait, that's right. All right, so I went to December 29th. Wow, okay, I'm just as bad as you. Okay, we're good.
Nobody
we're all
knows
even.
What days are.
So lost.
I forgot how to calendar.
I did too.
So, yeah, we've got that coming up. Also, check out Villainous Grounds for all your comic book and coffee needs. They're a super awesome place. Mary Jo and David will get you taken care of. They're two of just the best people on this planet. And, yeah, awesome stuff. Check them out. And I think that'll do it. So thank you, Mandy, Dalton, Asa, and Lindsay for joining me this week. Talk to you guys next time.